Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
All right, we got a special guest on the show today. I've been waiting to get you back on the show for a long time. Mr. Polo G is here with us.
Yo, what's the word?
Man, I appreciate you. I know you've been on a crazy run right now, but I appreciate you taking the time.
Appreciate
the album
you,
well, by the time people see it, well, the album's on the way, okay? First of all, congratulations. Thanks. I know, like, it's a big deal to put an album out, especially after what? I think it's 4 years?
Three years
of change or whatever. Why now? Is it just timing? Is it done? Like, you had to work on, you had to go through, I want to get into some records too, but you had to go through some shit. Like, what is it?
I definitely think it was a timing thing. It was perfect timing. I got all of the records to perfection down to the last, you know?
You work right up until it's due.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just the type of person I am, though. I'm a perfectionist. And, I went through a couple of things that probably derailed my process a little bit. But, like, I always got back on track and shit. We here now.
Yeah. We got a little taste of the album. I'm gonna be honest, like, your music to me is not, I don't consider it hip hop. It's more like spiritual, like rap. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, I don't wanna be offensive, but it's real shit, but it's like melodic. It's over the hip hop beats and stuff like that, but it speak to me differently than like hip hop. Is that intentional, or when you was coming up with the way you do your music, is that like something you thought about?
Yeah, it's definitely intentional. I just try to have a different approach, and I always try to highlight the problems that we face coming from, like, the type of areas that we come from, instead of just glorifying it, you know?
Well, the project is called Hood Poet, so that aligns perfectly with the sound of it.
Yeah,
can you define Hood Poet?
Hood Poet is just like a spokesperson for the community, for the neighborhood. Like, it's actually like an acronym breakdown to it. He overcame obstacles during pain or emotional trauma.
Okay. And when you get the chain?
I got the chain last year, like 2 years ago before the album came, because was supposed to drop, but everything kept on happening, so.
Can you describe, is that like a goat on there? What's on the chain? In a pen?
It's a goat, like somebody writing, like that's supposed to be my hand writing a poem. And,
you a little darker than that though, Polo, but.
Yeah.
I was just a little
rose
bit,
gold,
know?
The closest you can get to my complexion.
right.
Are you into poetry at all?
I actually did poetry once before, a few times before, like in my senior year in high school. Mm-hmm. I did Louder Than a Bomb. It's a popular like poetry slam type platform that they got in the city. Chance the Rapper was a part of it. I think he's still a part of it now.
Oh, okay.
You wore the hat. Like, was y'all snapping and shit?
We was snapping, but I ain't wearing no hat. I ain't gonna lie.
You ain't fucking with the hat.
I had a big afro in high school. It wasn't gonna work.
You had an afro?
Yeah. You know, everybody had that. Look, like, it's called, they used to call it a thought boy.
I don't know what I don't know what
that is. Either that
shit.
Or it was called that.
That's
or the
Chicago
Jimmy
shit?
Butler. That was universal.
Nah, nigga, we didn't say that out here.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe that was, I don't know.
I ain't never had a thought boy.
I was probably 15, man. That's what we was calling it.
Is there a reason for it? Like, it was just like, is there a reason for that to be the name of it? Or is just, that's what they
call
it?
They were saying, like, the boys who get a lot of girls, that's what they was wearing.
Oh, Mr. Oh. Bitches. Okay. One of the tracks on the project is called God's Favorite. So I think in life, we all experience these moments where God's presence is shown. Mm-hmm. Have you had any moments like that in life?
Oh, a million times. I can't thank God enough for pulling me out of certain situations. I definitely experienced a lot of moments where I was wanting to panic, and he was just there to hold me up. So, yeah.
What's one of the most defining moments? Were you like, I know God just pulled me up out of this situation?
Oh, Lord, let me think.
I can think of a couple if you need help. Go ahead.
I don't know. I can't really pinpoint one specifically. I'll just say my life as a whole, though.
Yeah.
Like, even me being at this point right now where I'm able to drop my fourth album and really enjoy the fruits of my labor and just being able to see the world the way I see it now.
I like the God's Favorite on there. One that really stood out. I mean, obviously We'll Shoot, like that's one where you now also I'm gonna call you out. You said the spin on it is to not glorify that, but then you got the We'll Shoot single, and we playing it. It's good, but but then the other one that stood out to me was Father's Day. Mm-hmm. I thought it was dope. I actually have I knew you was coming. I actually have a Reddit thread from like 2 years ago, and these are your fans that be going crazy in the Reddit thread, right? Mm-hmm. So the thread is Polo G, and it says Polo should make a song about his son. Does anyone have any updates on that? Then 2 years ago, somebody said, I'd love to hear some storytelling about being a father. This is 2 years ago.
Dang, that's crazy.
Shout out to Bio Dom 77, big Polo G fan on your Reddit thread. Do you ever go on your Reddit and look at it?
No, I never paid attention to I really started to learn that Reddit like a big thing or like a social media.
The fans be on there going crazy. Yeah. It's insane.
But I'm always hip to them posting like little insider stuff about my album or my process.
The Father's Day record to me shout out to the Reddit thread because that's a whole nother fan base. But the Father's Day record stood out for a couple of reasons. One, because it showed like you are vulnerable in your music. I feel like this one was another level. And I don't know if I'm mistaken in assuming that, but to me it was like you got real. Were you uncomfortable making the record? Because it seemed like it was one of them songs that took you a while to make.
I wasn't uncomfortable. It was, if anything, I was like more comfortable with making a record like that because what I was going through at the time with my father. Like I was like, we just weren't seeing eye to eye at the time, and that was my way of like letting out my frustration in a positive way and just bringing myself back down to earth, like knowing that I appreciate him no matter what it is that we going through, you know, because like a lot of people don't really have that. Mm-hmm. That father figure in their life, and my pop's been with me since birth.
And does that impact your decision on becoming a dad, like your relationship with your pops?
Definitely. Like I always try to be there for my son just as much, if not even more, than my pops was there for me. So he definitely set a good example for me.
On that song you mentioned like his battle like with addiction, alcohol and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you also mentioned you doing your own vices with drugs and things like that. Mm-hmm. Has that, your experience with him, shaped at all how you parent?
Yeah, because I don't never want my son to see the same thing, you know. Like I had to deal with my pops having an alcohol issue most of my life. Really all my life up until now. My pops like 3 years sober now, so.
Congratulations.
Shout out to Pops, yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just try to make sure I set a better example for my son.
Did you and him have to have a conversation about you being so transparent on that track?
He didn't hear it yet. I'm going to play the song.
He still heard don't it
know?
Yet?
No, he never heard the song.
It first.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
He's going
to
hear this song. Shit on the radio and be like,
Yeah, I wanted it to be a surprise to him. I think he'll appreciate it more than anything. Yeah.
Do you allow your son to like be around your music and listen to your music, be a part of the process? Like, I know a lot different artists, they feel different ways about that. Like, let him come to the show, or you know.
Yeah, I really don't bring my son. Like, I'm real overprotective about my son. Like, I don't really like bringing him certain places or taking him too many places with me, though. I done brought him around to a show here and there, though. But, like, for the most part, I really keep him just, like, doing kid stuff.
Yeah. A lot of people say they just want their kids to just be kids. Yeah. They're not.
Mm-hmm. You still walking around L.A. without security? What the hell is your problem?
I keep a security
guard. You was trolling?
Yeah. Yeah, I was trolling.
Okay.
Yeah. I was trolling.
I said, he probably left that location about 4 hours ago.
For sure.
A day before yesterday.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you take that in consideration, too? Not just for L.A. I mean, you from Chicago. That's different. You know what I'm saying? Same same thing.
But L.A. got to be a cakewalk, though.
Yeah.
For Chicago.
But, like, do you take that into consideration, the way you move? Like, a lot of rappers say being a rapper is one of the most dangerous occupations you could have in this country. Mm-hmm. Do you take that in consideration in the way you move now versus how you used to move when you first started?
Yeah.
Like, I think people take it more serious.
Yeah, because I had to really learn who I was a lot of times. Like, I was, like, I'd be far removed from all the rapper stuff. So, like, my friends, I had to tell me, like, you can't just be going places
going
by yourself.
Target and
like,
shit.
Yeah, at least call one of us to go with you. Like, mm-hmm. And the bigger that I got, the more I noticed it and start moving different.
Yeah. Do you still do, like, regular stuff? You still, like, go to Walmart or?
Yeah, I still go to, like, I ain't finna take a security guard with me yet. Well, my life, though, I'm still a regular person, those two, like, outside of the rapper. So I go to the bank by myself or to like a local grocery store or something. Like, I feel like that's just regular stuff. The people who live around where I'm at, you ain't finna see nobody that's on something that they ain't supposed to be on.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, I agree with you, but you know, just you never know. You know what I'm saying? It's better to just move like with intention in that way.
Yeah, I feel.
Now, speaking of which, Chicago is like one of them places where, like, obviously got the Chirac moniker and all that kind of stuff like mm-hmm. that. We saw the movies and TV shows, all of that. What's the misconception about Chicago that people don't really get to tap into? Like, I know it's that, but what's the misconception about it?
Well, one thing that ain't really highlighted, it's a beautiful city. I personally think we got one of the best downtowns in the world. We really family oriented. And a lot of people in the city, they really just mind their business. Like, you ain't going to find trouble unless you're looking for it, though, in the city. Like, everybody really be on their own thing. And that's really it, though.
Why do you think it's so highlighted? Because that's even an issue that we have out here. People think that L.A. is just so bad. You come to L.A., you're going to get shot. You're going to get robbed. Why do you think that people only focus on that, being with all those positive things you just said about Chicago?
I think it's the culture, like that culture, like the bad side and that culture being so strong and big that it influences a lot of other cities. So that's probably why it's highlighted. I really can't tell you, mm-hmm. though, for real.
With all the success from your past projects, did you have any pressure creating this one? Hmm.
In the beginning, I did, like coming straight off of my wins of having number one album and song on the same project. Like, if I would have dropped my Hood Port in 2022, it would have been a lot of more pressure to have those same type of numbers or mm-hmm. just accomplishments in general. But with that being like 3 years ago now, it's like I'm really just more so focused on getting the music out. Like, that been left my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I see you got, like, I went over the track list, right? I seen you had, like, Glorilla, you had 42 Doug, you got Friday, which is a surprise for me, but not really because of the type of music you make mm-hmm. on the project. Offset, you know, the Kid Leroy was a sleeper for me. A lot of people don't, bless you, a lot of people don't really know about the Kid Leroy like that. How do you choose who goes on the project and what songs? When you make the song, do you be like, okay, I need to put this person on it? Is it business? Is it label shit? Is it personal relationships?
Yeah, like one of my biggest things is to never force a feature. I don't got a feature wish list like sitting somewhere. It's always organic, or I'm going off the vibe or what the song telling me, and that's when I start looking for an artist to get on it. And I grew more open to collaborating with artists the deeper that I got into my career.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of Polo G features. Like, I don't see as many, like, you're not oversaturated, like, most art. Like, you don't just see a Polo G feature coming out every other week, every other month, just like everybody else. Is there a reason for that? You just don't, do people send you stuff and you just like, nah, I'm cool, or?
It's a mixture of both. Like,
you picky?
I'm picky.
You sometimey?
And sometimes it's just hard for me to get into the studio. I know every artist experienced that, like, It's hard to get into the studio and focus on somebody else's stuff. Like, you probably working on the album or just promise somebody else a feature. It'd be hard to knock them all out at once.
Your feature feet crazy?
I don't know.
No, you know.
150 an occasion.
You.
Mm-mm.
No. Can you talk to us about the cover art? What's the story behind the cover art?
The cover art, I really drew up like a treatment for the cover art, like how I saw it in my head. I used the Purple Heart for the soldiers, you know, and it's really supposed to be like I'm speaking street poetry, so that's why, and like I'm speaking life into the mic. That's why the mic like buzzed down with diamonds all mm-hmm. over it. Mm-hmm. I got like two of my guys on the side of me, like how I be in the street. It's really just trying to paint that picture.
Mm-hmm. I seen you do, so this is the first album since The GOAT, right? No. This is, Hood Poet. Hood Poet is going to be, we 3 years out or something mm-hmm. like that from the last release. But then you had like Hall of Fame, you had Die a Legend. Do you think that there's a, so when you did, I want to just talk about the titles, right? Mm-hmm. How do you choose a title for the albums, basically, is where I'm trying to get at. So, like, obviously you just explained Hood Poet, but then, like, do you already have the next album title in your mind as far as what you're going to call that? Is that something that you just decide while you're making the music, or is it conceptual?
It's, like, for my next album, like, I always have names that I'm probably playing with, but throughout the process, I always end up picking what I'm going to do exactly. Like Hood Poet, for instance, I got inspired by that by looking through my comment section and somebody calling me that. And that's what made me run with that idea. So it's always something different, though, for real. Like, my Die a Legend album was more so, like, thinking about all of the people that I lost and, like, how I considered them legends and I want to be remembered the same way. It was just it's always something different with every album.
Do you think that do you think that there's any kind of, like, energetic output when forecasting that kind of, like, you know, Pac did that and Biggie did, like, Born Ready to Die, like those type of album titles. But then you did Die a Legend when you said you made reference to the people around you, right? Mm-hmm. But then you also have songs like Eminem just put an album out where he was saying he wants this song to be played when he does die. It's like, do you think about that type of shit that deeply, or it's not that deep for you?
No, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. Because I ain't going to lie. Like, you know, I got, like, mama, grandma, and they teach you about the power of the tongues. I don't Facts. Never say nothing. Facts. Like, allude to death. I know death is inevitable, so everybody will want to die a legend. I don't think I ever, like, try to put that on myself.
You speak a lot about losing homies, friends dying, and things like that. Do you ever experience survivor's remorse?
Yeah, I feel like I do sometimes. I feel like that's what keep me so attached to just wanting to do stuff for people a lot of times.
How does Polo G stay motivated?
I'm always trying to find, like, inspiration and motivation. I do a lot of traveling, like, when those times where I feel like a writer's block, or I watch movies and TV shows a lot. Like, I've been catching up on a lot of movies.
What you watch?
I watch Bad Boys for the first time.
Wait, which one?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
For the first time, like ever.
Ever in my life.
You watch all four of them yet?
Yeah, because I wanted to watch it before I went to the movies
to see the new one.
Okay.
And then I watched Fast and Furious for the first time.
The first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I watched a lot of stuff. I caught up on a lot of movies.
A lot of these movies came out when he was like you 25 or something like that. So it's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and I just watch a lot of different movies. I travel. I do a lot of different stuff to just get myself inspired.
What's your favorite place to travel?
It depends. I like to go to Miami. I like to be anywhere where it's hot during the wintertime. So I like to go to Miami in the winter.
Travel first class and change to fourth class.
Yeah. I like Chicago, too. I like to go back home a lot of times because that's the only time I get that energy back, you know.
I think we, before we get out, what's your favorite bullshit food to eat?
What that mean, like fast food?
Like she be eating cup of noodles.
Well, I like chili cheese. <It's> like, some ghetto shit. Like, what's your favorite ghetto
Like, you
meal?
Know we don't have to eat that no more type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might bust the bag of Fritos open with the
chips with cheese. I was just going to say that. That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing right there. Chips with cheese. Get some beef up on there.
Yeah.
From one local little stores in the hood.
Them nachos.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Some ghetto shit. He act like he too good to eat like that.
No, I just, I'm older now. I got to think about health and shit. So yeah, I got, you know, gastritis and shit like that. Like,
okay. Tell us more.
You know what I'm saying? Get the farting in this motherfucker.
Let's wrap this shit up.
No, but yeah. Last thing I want to say too is a lot of people, a lot of the young homies, they really look up to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like a role model. And so, like, when you do get that survivor's remorse, or when you do think about, like, where you come from, and then, like, all the stuff you was talking about staying motivated, like, just think about that, because at one point you was the dude looking up to everybody else that was doing their thing. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind, because I think you one of them ones that could really talk to them for real and get through to them. You know what I mean? Because your messaging ain't hella preachy. It's just some real shit, and you young enough to still relate to them in that way. So I just want to say that, because I know a lot of my young homies, they really fuck with you, like they really fuck with your music. They swear you, like,
you know, a nigga out here.
Yeah, you one of them.
I don't know if you knew.
No, I appreciate it though.
But yeah, no, I appreciate you coming through. We're gonna let you go. I know you got hella shit to do, but come back anytime
for sure.
It's Polo G's Effective Immediately. Thank you for listening.